Well, welcome to Crossline Church today. I'm Pastor JP. Thank you so much for being a part of our fellowship. Whether this is your 100th plus time being here or your very first time, you're part of our church. We thank you for that. We have a saying here at Crossline that everybody's on a spiritual journey. It's true for every person. It's true for every one of us here. The issue is not where we are in relationship to the person sitting next to us or the person up front. It's where we are in terms of where Jesus wants to take us. And there's a next step for every one of us, and that step is always towards Jesus Christ because he is our Savior and our Lord. He's the one we're here to worship and proclaim. So thank you for being a part of this anniversary birthday celebration. As Pastor Greg said, 18 years. I cannot believe it. And when I look back at pictures of how I looked 18 years ago, I think, man, who's that young guy looking back at me? This has been an adventure of a lifetime. We're so glad that you're here. This is going to be a great day. We're going to hear about what God has done in our church through you, through your faithful prayers and generosity, and through our servant leaders here. We're going to hear about what it means to be a part of God's dream team, being a part of the body of Christ, and how we're all in this together. We're all on Team Jesus. And then we're going to finish our time together with some baptisms as people proclaim their commitment to Jesus Christ. And this could be your day to make that proclamation. Maybe you came here as a guest or as a visitor. You might be here for the first time or one of the first few times. And Jesus is speaking to you. And he's saying, I love you and I want to come into your life and I want to change your life. Always say yes to Jesus. So if Jesus makes himself known to you today, say yes and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And even allow us to celebrate with you in baptism. We got towels. You can get dried off. It's going to be okay. It will be a fantastic proclamation of who Jesus is and what he's doing in your life. So the invitation is open to anyone this morning who is professing Jesus as their Savior and Lord to be publicly baptized as a statement that you're a follower of Jesus Christ. Well, I told you we want to hear from some people. Before I do that, let me just give you a little more official welcome. If you're here for the first time, there is on your tear-up portion a piece that you can fill out. It's your contact card. There's also a card in the seat beside you. There's pencils probably on either side of you. If you fill that out and let us know that you're here, we're going to put your name in the Orange County Register as the most religious people in South Orange County. Not going to do that. But we do want to warmly welcome you and thank you for being a part of our church. That contact card can also be used for you to share a prayer request with us. If you were with us in the last several weeks of our 21 days of prayer, you know that at Crossline, we believe that God hears and answers our prayers. And we want to pray for you. So if you or your family, if you have a prayer need, please use that contact card and let us know how we can pray for you. If you would like one of the pastors or elders of our church to come visit you, let us know. If you would like the elders to pray for you and anoint you with oil and pray that God would heal you, let us know. Our elders are available to be what the Bible says, to be people who are shepherding and caring for our people and praying for God's healing in people's lives. So please use that contact card to communicate back with us. You can drop it off in one of the boxes that are available at the exits when you leave. And also, if you want to take it to our Connect booth outside after the service, they'll give you a gift, which is a prayer journal that you can use to record your prayers and your insights from Scripture. So please let us know how we can serve you in a greater way here at Crossline. So I want to let you hear from some of our ministry directors what God has been doing. You know, sometimes you can be part of a church and you kind of have a narrow bandwidth of what you know is going on, and you don't even know all the awesome things that God is doing in terms of changing people's lives and answering prayer and moving in miraculous ways in the kingdom. And so we want you to kind of hear a little bit, maybe more of what you've been hearing of what Jesus did this past year in and through us as a people of God. So let me invite, first of all, Pastor Jason Park to come up here. You can welcome Jason. For many years, Pastor Jason has been working hand in hand with Pastor Kenny, looking over and overseeing men's ministry. He's our newest pastor now, the director of men's ministry. So, Jason, what are some of the things Jesus did through men this past year?
You know, JP, I made a note to myself. Sergio screwed up my intro, so if you want to complain about him, you can drop that in the black box, too.
Yes.
You know, he said these words in that song. He says, he healed my heart. He changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. And that's what we want to be here for, man, at our church. We want to heal your heart. We want to change your name. We want to give you a new spiritual identity. When you know who you are, you know what to do. Mm-hmm. But your heart gets healed, and you get that new name, and you experience freedom in the company of other men. You cannot do it alone, and we create all these amazing opportunities for you to gather with other men of God and learn how to be the man of God that you are called to be. This last year, we just continued with all of our Get In series, whether you come to the call in the morning on Thursday or you come at night. We have our Get Healthy classes, which is here on Tuesday night, where you gather with other men and you go and study the area of family, friendship, temptation, and marriage. Those classes are bigger than they've ever been since we've been doing those. We have about 80 people that are in our Get Healthy classes right now that launch after the retreat. Our Get Strong classes, amen. Our Get Strong class, which is where you go after Get Healthy, is bigger than it's ever been. We launched multiple ministries after our retreat. We launched Crossline Get Healthy in Espanol, amen.
Gloria a Dios, gloria a Dios.
Si se puede. Rich said I could say that. He said I could say that. It's okay. But awesome group of guys that gather and study God's word in Spanish. That's from Jaime. We launched another class called The Forge on Thursday. That's taught by one of our amazing teachers, Spencer, where he's taking guys in and helping them identify their spiritual identity. And all this is part of that pathway that we're on. We want to give you that picture of what it looks like to be God's man. We want to show you that pathway. We want to take you on that pathway. And also this last year, we saw two amazing ministries that have launched out of men's. One is a ministry to battle human trafficking. That's put together by Jeff Frum. Amen. Yay, to that.
Amen.
That's awesome. And then also we have a financial ministry, Financial for Crossline Ministry, that's launched too. So many great opportunities. We have more men on our spiritual leadership pathway than we've ever have. Amen. On a weekly basis, we have about 225 guys that are showing up on campus and on campus learning that their heart has been changed, that they have a new name, and they're experiencing freedom. Amen?
Amen.
And that is, and I, you know, I have the microphone. I'm just going to talk for another second.
I know, and you're bigger than me, so I can't take it away.
You know, our church has forever had a legacy on leading men and what it does to change a man's life. And this fool got changed because of this fool. True story.
Amen.
And we're going to continue doing it.
You got it. Thank you so much, Jason. Woo! Well, let's welcome Gigi Johnson, who is the director of our women's ministries. Woo! There you go, Gigi.
Thank you, Pastor Gigi. Three minutes, that's all I get.
Yeah, I know. How's Jesus been working to change the lives of women here?
Okay, well, it really has been a phenomenal year for our Heartline women here at Crossline Church, and I have three highlights that I want to share with you that you can just celebrate with us as we look back over the last year. So, really, God has been teaching us more than ever to live like Jesus, to love like Jesus, and to lead like Jesus. I want to just bring your attention to our Get Healthy program, which continues to bring women. We point every woman at Crossline to go take Get Healthy. And we say, this is just going to strengthen the foundation of your spiritual health, your emotional health, and your relational health. And the content that continues to come out of that and the fruit that continues to come out of that is allowing our women to not be so distracted by the schemes of the devil that the world is throwing at them, that the enemy is throwing at them, and instead to embrace engaging with God and his plans and his purposes for our lives. And so we're seeing women go through the Get Healthy process, the Get Strong process, and come out really knowing God's plans and purposes for his life. It's larger than it's been in a long time. We're just super excited about that. The second thing is our women are just learning to love Jesus. And when I say that, I mean they're learning to love God like Jesus loves God. If you look at John 14 and 15, you see that beautiful relationship of God the Son and God the Father. And we had a worship night in January in which our women their knees hit the ground and their hands hit the air. And you guys, there's a culture shift happening in our women of prayer, of praise, of worship. And in that night, our women were just faithful to proclaim God's faithfulness. They were shouting it from the rooftops. They were standing up with the microphone and sharing to 220 strangers what God had been doing in their life in that season. And they're seeing it and they're walking in that faith and freedom. And then the third highlight that I have would just be that our women are learning to lead like Jesus. You know, each week we offer different programs, whether that's Bible studies or Heartline Moms or Advanced Bible Study, Prayer Group, Get Healthy, Get Strong, all of that. And the women come and they learn together and they're in God's Word together and they're praying together and they're growing together. And then they take it home. And that's what matters, because what God cares about is what he sees in our own hearts when no one else is watching. And what he sees as we relate to our spouses and our kids and our neighbors and the women in our workplace, the people in our workplace. And then these women, as they're learning and growing, they're coming back and they're leading one another. And I'm so excited to see our leadership team is over 55 women right now. That's the formal leaders we have. The reality is every woman is leading each other as we walk this walk with Jesus. So I'm humbled to be a part of this ministry. The women at our church are just incredible, and really just excited to walk forward, linking arms, and just seeing what Jesus has next for us.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
good
you.
Stuff.
Thank you. And next is our community life pastor, Jordan Gash. Pastor Jordan.
That's me.
That is you.
I come on the other side.
We're kind of like,
I know.
We're kind of doing the old.
We should be in like a boy band.
Well, why not?
Why not? Let's do it. Coming soon.
So how has Jesus been working through our community, married families, all the whole
shock
that you oversee?
Well, my favorite thing on the planet, you know, and what I love to do at church is I love to see people empowered to use their gifts. You know, it's just amazing. Every time I come at church and I see the band singing and the people playing instruments and the tech team and people out on the patio, everybody just like invested in their gifts and using what God wants to use them for. It's amazing. And I actually have been really enthralled with these like little panels back here. These were like styrofoam, a big thing of styrofoam earlier this week. And then like one of our team members, Chad, just like transformed this. It's amazing. Like that's gifts, like using gifts. So that's exciting. I've been worshiping the Lord through those things actually this morning, the praising the Lord. Anyways, but I have lots of teams that I oversee, and that's so I get to see this all the time. I have a marriage team. I have a community life team. I have some people that follow up with visitors, and a lot of things have been happening. Kind of starting with our community life, this last fall we saw one of our best campaigns that we've ever had. We did the I Am study, and we saw 750 people invested, 75 leaders step in and really get going. And what's amazing about this year, particularly than other years we've had great numbers and it's been really awesome. This year, we've actually seen a lot of those groups continue, and we've actually had some amazing transformation in these groups through that series. And so we're excited to continue doing that and continuing to plug people in. There's always opportunities for you to be invested in a small group if you're not already. And so you can go online and find that or talk to me on the patio. That's one thing. Our marriage ministry is amazing. My team is incredible. They are putting together these incredible Marriage Matters events, and we're thinking so much more too about what we can do here at Crossline through couples and through this whole ministry. We saw all of those events kind of sold out this last year. We had an amazing, amazing transformative event with Mylon and Kay Yurkovich this last winter. We're excited that they're going to actually be coming back and going to be investing. Yeah, I know people are excited about that. And so that's happening this next year. And then my follow-up team, they're the unsung heroes, I think, of Crossline, because every single person that comes to this church and visits for the first time gets a personal, relational phone call and follow-up from somebody on my team, because that's important to us, because people matter. It's important that we remember your name. It's important that we remember, you know, why you came, and then check and see how we can support you. So every one of those team members are doing that. And we even saw that with Journey to Bethlehem, which we had like a list of like 600 names that we had gotten that were new or needed prayer requests. all of those people got phone calls, got followed up, got prayed for. I mean, it's just been amazing. So that's an amazing team that we have. More great things to come, but that's kind of what's going on with community life.
You are doing an awesome job. Thank you.
Thanks.
And didn't he bring the word a couple weeks ago from the, yes, God bless you, brother. Thank you. Next is our high school pastor, Grant Gunther. Grant, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Little known trivia fact, you were at our very first worship service.
I was, 2005, February.
Yeah, as a high school student.
Junior in high school, buzzed hair, no beard.
And in your spiritual journey at that time, you had yet to come cross the line and become a follower of Jesus.
That is 100% true. So my whole background was I went to church like really only on Christmas and Easter. And so when my parents woke me up that day, I was like, wow, Easter is really early this year. And that's where it started. And now I'm here.
And now you're here. So what has Jesus been doing in our youth this past year?
So I got four things I want to talk about real quick, and here they are. So we started off 2022 kind of actually in a season of transition in our ministry because our longtime middle school person, Sarah, she transitioned off staff and went to another church. And so we went into this thing of like, we got to find our next middle school person. And amazingly, we said, well, we have one bearded guy. Why don't we go to two bearded guys? And so we finally, one of the awesome things is we finally found our new middle school person, David Wood, who's come on staff this past September. And he's just been rocking with our middle schoolers, getting to know who they are, loving on them, teaching them the word of God. So that was kind of like a big, amazing thing that happened this past year. The other thing that we had is crux groups. So we do our small groups, we call them crux groups. And for the last 2 years, just because of COVID stuff, whatever it was, we were just trying to play it safe. We were meeting off campus. But our identity for small groups and crux groups is to be on campus with our students, worshiping the Lord together, and just being here. And this year we brought that back. And it's been an amazing thing just to have back on our campus, to see the Lord work in that way, to give our students something that for many of them, not coming out of Christian homes, like our Wednesday night is the closest they've gotten to church in a very long time. So to be able to provide that for our students is just awesome and amazing, and we're super stoked on that. And then the third thing I have actually is in light of that, Pastor David actually, in one of his series, got to share the gospel with our middle school students. And we had 9 middle schoolers make first-time decisions to follow the Lord, which is awesome. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And 20 more actually said, you know what, I need to recommit and get back on with walking with Jesus. And so that was just an awesome, powerful night with our crux groups that we had. And then the final thing we had actually is we had a couple of students that graduated last year, 2022, and they answered Jesus' call. When Jesus says, pray to the Lord of the harvest, because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We've actually had 2 of our students that just graduated go into ministry. One of them is a missionary with Circuit Riders, and one of them is pursuing being a worship leader and getting more involved here and getting plugged in here to see what that looks like. So we've sent out people into the harvest because, yeah, Jesus has called them and they're being obedient. So that's the update that we got going on with Crux.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Love you, man. And next we have Nancy Matosian, who is our director of children's ministry. Come on down. And yes, but I was going to say, you're sharing the love there with your shirt. I love it.
Sharing the love, yes. We have a theme this month in Crossline Kids, and it is how to, and we're talking 4 different ways that Jesus is teaching us how to do something, and one of those is love. So we're the staff's wearing the shirts this month. So
that's
yes.
Great.
So woo. Okay. Is
so
it time to go?
How has Jesus been changing the lives of children here at Crossline?
Oh, I'm so excited to share. Okay. Crossline Kids is doing so great. We are growing. We are growing. Not only on Sundays we've hit an average of 150 kids, but we also launched a program that simultaneous with the Women's Get Healthy. It's a discipleship program for kids on Tuesday nights called Faith Builders. And we were expecting 20 kids and we got 50. Oh my goodness, so exciting. Okay, and shout out to all.
That must have been a fun first night.
Yeah.
For all the workers there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Which was gonna be my next thing. Shout out to all the volunteers and Crossline Kids, yay. And we're always hoping that that team is growing as the kids' ministry is growing, hint, hint. Okay, the second thing that we always celebrate because it's a big highlight for us is TVBS. Woo! This last year, we sold out this room, every seat in this room, like all of these seats, but then even the balcony, we counted how many littles would sit, and we sold it out with over 700 kids and 250 volunteers, and it was amazing and incredible. And we got to learn about the power of words, God's word, Jesus's words, and our words, and how we have our identity in Jesus's words. So, and then my third one, egg hunt. Yes, Easter.
Yeah, yes.
We brought back a community event last year on Palm Sunday, and that, because we've been doing that over the years, 18 years, but then we paused for a little while. We brought it back, and we made so many memories, and how could you not? Because we had like 40,000 eggs, I think. I might be exaggerating.
There were how many thousands
at least,
of people?
Yes,
here?
Thousands of people, and
Amy, amazing.
It was bounce houses, and we had our live band from TVBS, Your Friends, who were there. So we were pointing kids not only to the eggs, but to Jesus and his Easter story of redemption. So it's awesome, and oh, and it's coming again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again on on Palm Sunday, whatever date that is.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the week before Easter.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah. I will too.
Okay. Great. Okay. It was a great year to celebrate in kids. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh. All right. Next is Rick Brodigam. He's he's the minister of fun here at Crossline Church. Rick oversees our facilities and care ministries. There's probably not an area of our church that Rick isn't a part of in some way.
It's extravagant. you get that,
yeah.
Nancy?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I saw that.
Well, I got a couple
so
seconds.
So I need to say my line. How has Jesus been working here through our facilities teams and through care ministries and all the things that you oversee?
Well, I like Jordan, we have the unsung heroes. We'll start out with facilities. These are the guys that are behind the scenes. Yeah.
Amen.
These are the guys that are taking care of the bathrooms. They are setting up rooms. They are here from 6 in the morning to 11 o'clock every single night, 7 days a week, transforming these buildings so that we can do ministry. And there, you can't say enough about all the stuff that these guys do. They do the nativity, they do the just everything. So thank you for the clap on those guys. They're absolutely amazing. If you see the guys in the blue shirts, just say thank you. Those guys are out there cooking burgers. So it's a very versatile group. I also I have the opportunity to oversee the food pantry. Lewis handles the day-to-day down there, but that food pantry, we started that 12 years ago with just a little building down there, and it was absolutely, you know, somebody on the patio was having a tough time, and I went up and gave this person some money at the missions booth one day, and the next week, this person came back to us and said, thank you so much. You don't know what that meant to me. This person had been eating, using rice and eating pet food for their meals. And they were just working day to day and barely had enough money to pay for gas and just to live on the smallest means. And there was no food pantries during the weekend. So we, out of that, the Crossline Food Pantry was born. And it was born out of that little building down there. And to give you some statistics, because that's how we measure things in the food business. Last year alone, we did 1.6 million pounds of food that was distributed from the lower parking lot. This is a staggering number here. 55,000 people and meals were given away down there at the
Praise
food pantry.
The
55,000. It's absolutely incredible. We're partners with Trader Joe's, Target, Walmart, Orange County Food Bank, and Second Harvest. And we are working 7 days a week doing pickups, deliveries. Every Wednesday and Friday, we have over 35 volunteers that make that happen.
And I just want to interject. The people are so loving, and they pray for people and touch them in the name of Jesus. It's awesome.
It is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's like we do all these things, but it's really all about Jesus at the end of the day. It's really about the amount of people that lives are transformed. It's about every single person is being prayed for. We're praying for hundreds of people a month. People's lives are being changed, and it's absolutely amazing. I mean, you talk about the volunteers. All this stuff we're talking about today is volunteer-based. We really, we're so thankful. The other piece of that, the other piece of that is care ministry. We're doing a ton of care touches everything here. We have prayer ministry that is happening all the time. So those little tear-off portions in the bulletin that JP talked about earlier, that's how you communicate with us. When you drop that off in a box or you hand it to somebody here, that stuff is taken in on Monday morning. We look at it and we see how we can serve you, whether it's a meal, whether it's a prayer, whether you need to be visited, whatever it is, whether it's financial, anything. So our care ministry handles cards, meals, prayer. And we're talking about prayer. We're able to pray every single day, and we are praying for miracles. We are praying for healing. There's people that are losing that have passed away over this year. We pray for them. We come alongside them. We do hospital visits. So care ministry is huge, and we need you. So without volunteers and this body, none of it is possible. So it's when you're about God's business, it's never done. You never finish. And everybody in this room, God's got a plan and a purpose for your life. So, amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Love you. And last to share with us is Pastor Dave Brodsky, one of our elders. He oversees all of our missions here at Crossline. My world traveling partner.
Well, Pastor JP, how can you follow all this? I mean, this is amazing. But Crossline is a place where God is changing lives and through us changing the world. Amen. So it's been such a blessing to hear all these reports of what God is doing.
So tell me, how has God been working, Jesus been working through our missions outreach this past year?
Well, it's fantastic, because from the first year that we've been part of Crossline has had an awareness that it's not just all about us. It's what God wants to do in and through us and changing the lives of people around the world, because there are lost people throughout the world who need the saving message of Jesus Christ and how God will transform lives around the world. So we can't keep this to ourselves. We've got to go. And in the very first year of Crossline, we began going, and the first mission team that we sent out was to Mexico. And so we have continued that trend of sending teams. And so this last year, we sent three teams down to Mexico to continue doing what we were doing, which was building houses there and sharing the love of Jesus Christ through meeting the needs of people in Mexico and actually accelerating ministries in Mexico where pastors locally are reaching out to their communities. And through that act of building homes in their communities, they're able to share the love of Jesus Christ. So we sent a men's team in February, and they built two homes. And then we sent another team over a weekend in May, and they built a house as well. And actually, this month, we're sending a men's team again. So it's actually not too late. Come out on the patio and talk to us. If you're a man, want to join the men's team, we will take you with us, maybe. And come talk to us about joining our men's team to Mexico. Also, we're still raising funds. If you want to help supply the needs of the family or scholarship a guy, come talk to us out on the patio. We love sending teams to Mexico, but that's not the only place we're reaching. I mean, since the beginning, we've been working in Malawi. We've been sending teams to Africa. We are working in Haiti, and sadly, there is no picture of Haiti up there because we have not been able to send teams to Haiti, but I want you to know our work in Haiti is alive and well because of our staff, who are all Haitian, who are suffering in Haiti, but we continue to support their work there. This last year, we were able to move our children's shelter from Port-au-Prince, where it is extremely dangerous, up into the mountains. They did that on July 4th. So what a great day of independence it was to bring those kids up to safety. Rick and I were able to go visit that team in August, but we have not been able to send teams there. But we continue to send teams around the world. We've been in Macedonia. Many of you know our missionaries, Tomo and Betty, who we support from our church, and we've been able to send a team there. You've heard about our work in India, where we just got back with our missionary Quentin, and we had a fantastic time. India is on the ends of the earth, and it is at the forefront of lost, unreached peoples, where we trained over 1,100 pastors to go out into the ends of the earth where there are unreached people. So we just continue to go. There are so many more places where Crosslines Missions is touching the lost and going out. We have so many more stories, but unfortunately, I'm out of time, Pastor JP, but we have had such an amazing year of sending, and it's all because of you and your generosity, your changed lives. You are going with us and changing the world.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Well, you've just gotten a glimpse of all that Jesus has been doing. That's just this past year. And if you think about over the last 18 years, I think as Pastor Greg shared in his video, all you have to do is just look back over these past 18 years to be thoroughly excited about what God is going to do this next year and in the years to come. Jesus is building his church, and we're along for the ride. And it's a thrill to be a part of that. Let me pray. Father, thank you for every one of our servant leaders. Thank you for our congregation. Thank you for the resources that you've poured into our church. Thank you for the faithful prayers of people and their financial support. God, we ask you that we would, as Jesus said in John 14, we would do the works of Jesus and even greater works. Holy Spirit, empower us to be witnesses for Christ, servants of Christ, disciples of Christ, so that Jesus receives all the glory. And we pray for that in his name. Amen.
Time and let's praise the Lord to continue to just set our hearts to receive his word this morning. What we just sung, let's sing that again. Sing, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, we'll see how great. How great is our God. How great. Sing, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, we'll see how great. How great. Our God is the name above all names. We lift him up, you're the name above all names. You're worthy, you are worthy of all praise. And my heart will see how great is our God.
How great is our God.
You can have a seat. Let's appreciate Sergio and this worship team. Well, in 1992, the world saw the greatest basketball team ever assembled in sports history. Came to be known as the Dream Team. It was the first time in Olympic competition that they allowed professional athletes to enter into the sport. And so what had been before just college players and amateur athletes representing America in basketball all of a sudden opened up to the NBA. And they started with Michael Jordan and said, who do we need to have on this team? And they added to Michael Jordan, they added Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Magic Johnson, Patrick Ewing, Karl Malone, Chris Robinson, David Robinson, Chris Mullin, Clyde Drexler, Scottie Pippen, John Stockton. I mean, it was the dream team. In fact, sports analysis have said that this was the greatest assembly of athletes on any team in any sport in entire sports history. It's never been reproduced. They won every game by an average of 44 points. They just dominated the competition. Now, because it was the Olympics and they wanted to be magnanimous, they included one college player along with the professional athletes. It was Christian Laettner, and he was the number one player coming out of college in the draft. The number two player was Shaquille O'Neal. This team so dominated sports that, as I said, it has come to be known as the Dream Team. And that came into my mind because as I was thinking about the Church of Jesus Christ, that's the best description I can come up with. The Church of Jesus is the Dream Team. God has a dream team. It's the body of Christ. Because Jesus said in John chapter 15, you did not choose me, I chose you. And I chose you and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Just like the dream team was chosen and they bore the fruit of athletic wins over and over again, Jesus has chosen men and women, boys and girls, young people, all throughout history to be a part of his dream team. And he's chosen us not just to be on a team, but he's chosen us to bear fruit and to accomplish his holy and kingdom purposes. God's dream team is the body of Christ. And every one of us as believers in Jesus, we're on God's dream team. And we're on the starting lineup. You know, the dream team, the players were so good, you can only field five basketball players at a time. And so every one of these players were so good that the coaches basically, they rotated the starting lineup for every game. And then throughout the game, they substituted players over and over again. So no one player ended up playing really more than anyone else. They all play. And that's the way the body of Christ is. We all play. I think some of us sometimes think about, yeah, I'm part of the body of Christ, but I'm like a fourth stringer. So I'm never really going to get into the game. That is totally untrue. In the dream team that God has, the body of Christ, the church, every one of us is a starter. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible gives us this picture of what God has in mind with his dream team. It's the body of Christ. It says this, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I don't belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. And on the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. And if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. And if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. That is God's word for us here at Crossline. That's God's word for his church. That's God's dream team. Now, just a couple of observations as it relates to this dream team concept. First of all, the body is made up of many parts, but it's one body. So you find in Scripture, the illustration of the body is the most common illustration for the church. The Bible has a lot of analogies that it draws for the church, but the body, the human body, is the most common illustration. And so Paul's point here in 1 Corinthians 12 is you look at the human body and you see different parts, different members. So in our bodies, you know, we have hands, we have feet, we have internal organs. Everything is a part, but the whole makes up one body. And the human body is an analogy for Christ's body, the church. Christ's body has many parts. And in fact, when you look at Scripture, the concept of the body of Christ is even pictured to us in different facets. There's the universal body of Christ. That's every believer in Jesus in every generation over all time. When we're in heaven, we're going to be the church of Jesus. As the book of Revelation talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb, the church of Jesus. That's every believer in every culture, all over the world, throughout every epoch of time. That's the universal body of Christ. Then there's the global body of Christ. That's every believer right now on the planet. You know, Pastor Dave and I just got back from visiting and sharing and experiencing the body of Christ in India. But we are one body with the body of Christ in India. We are one body with the body of Christ in Mexico, which our men are going to go to in just a couple of weeks and serve. We're one body with the body of Christ in Haiti. There is a universal body of Christ. That's every believer on the planet. It's a global body of Christ. There's a national body. That's every believer in the United States. There are millions of followers of Jesus in our own country. There's the kind of geographic area of South Orange County where we have all these different churches, but we're all one body in Christ, with every believer in all of our different churches. And then there's the local body. That's us right here. We're one body. And each of us personally, we're members of it. We're parts of it. And the Bible wants us to understand not just our individual relationship with Jesus. That's important. But we have this individual relationship with Jesus that we share in a common corporate relationship with Jesus with every other believer, because there's one body. And the dream team is the same way. The team has many players, but it's one team. You know, the dream team is a basketball team, 5 players on the court and other players on the bench that are getting in and out of the game, but one team. Every sport has different players, but it's one team. And we're all, every one of us, we're on Team Jesus. We're on Team Jesus. In fact, turn to the person next to you and say, you're on Team Jesus. Michael Jordan said this. Now, arguably, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player that ever played the game. But Michael Jordan said, talent wins games, but teamwork wins championships. Talent wins game, but teamwork wins championships. Here's the second observation. The Holy Spirit has baptized us into the body of Christ so that every member drinks of the same Spirit. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 12, 12, and 13. See, the body of Christ is supernatural. I think sometimes we just think about ourselves as like the Kiwanis Club. You know, we're just a group of people who have some common interests, and we kind of get together and we have meetings and we kind of open the meetings and we adjourn the meetings and we do some philanthropic thing and that's kind of it. No, the body of Christ is supernatural. It was the Holy Spirit that opened our eyes to the reality of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And maybe today you're here and the Holy Spirit is opening your eyes to the reality of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if he is, say yes and invite Jesus into your heart, because what will happen is supernatural. You will be born again. That's what it says in John chapter 3. Jesus says you got to be born from above. You got to be born of the Spirit. We are born again spiritually. It is supernatural. And it's not just something that supernaturally happens to us privately, individually, but we are supernaturally born again, and the Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ. He immerses us into Jesus and into the corporate connection of every believer in Jesus. So we have a supernatural connection. We all drink of the same Spirit. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians 12:13. The Holy Spirit has regenerated us, and he indwells us, and he has sealed us, and he has adopted us into God's family, and he's connected us to one another. We share here an inseparable, eternal connection with one another, because the Holy Spirit has baptized us into the body of Christ. So we're teammates, but even more than teammates, we're family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has baptized us into the body of Christ, and every one of us drinks of the same Spirit. Here's a third observation of this concept: is the body has different parts, and God's dream team has different positions. So just as a human body has parts, so Christ's body has different parts, different members, different positions that we play as servants of one another. I've shared with you this story before, where when I was a freshman in college, I went from playing high school football at a kind of a small high school to playing college football, and everybody was bigger and older and stronger. I remember I remember going into the locker room, and I was young because I had skipped a grade when I was in elementary school. So I was just 17, and I remember going to the locker room in our college football team when practice first started, and it was like, these guys all had hairy chests. I mean, they were men. I was just some little kid, and they were all bigger and stronger, and our first game, I was not on the starting lineup. In fact, I think I was the beginning of the season, I think I was third string in the lineup in my position. And I remember for the first time in my sports experience, not only not starting, not even getting into the game, just kind of standing there. And it had rained and the field was all muddy. And so if you were playing football and playing in the game, you had mud all over your jersey because we had these white jerseys. And I remember looking at myself, and there was a guy standing next to me, and he was also a freshman, not getting into the game, and he had a white jersey on. And I said, man, this sucks. Everybody can look down in the field and see we're not getting in the game. So we kind of peeled off from the line and went down to where there was a big mud hole, and we smeared mud on one another's jerseys. You may feel like on Team Jesus, on God's dream team, you're not getting in the game and you're just kind of standing on the side. That's not true. We're all participating. We're all serving members. We all have been gifted. We all have a place. We have a position to play. Every one of us. I mean, in fact, this passage, it goes into detail to even talk about those members of the body, even our human body, that we think, well, that's not important, or that isn't significant, or that's not presentable. It's in the actual text of Scripture that God has even said, those are even more important. Those are more necessary. Those are more honored. So every person on God's dream team, Team Jesus, we're not only on the team, we're in the game. We're starters. We matter. We're not bench setters. So you may feel inadequate, or you may feel unimportant, or you may feel unnecessary, but you're vitally important to God, and you're vitally important to this church, and you matter. And you matter. Here's a fourth observation. We're the body of Christ, and each of us is a part of it. I mean, it might seem obvious, but we have a body identity. Part of our spiritual identity, you know, we went through this whole series in the fall talking about our identity in Christ. Part of our identity in Christ is we've been placed into the body of Christ. We are followers of Jesus, and we are members of the church of Jesus Christ. We belong. That's why we entitled our membership class Belong. Because everyone belongs. We belong to God and we belong to one another. We belong to this expression of the body of Christ. We have a body identity, but we also have a position identity. So we've heard here just, you know, awesome stories about how God's working in and through our church in these various ministries. So we have people who their position identity is they serve in children's ministry. Or someone else, my position identity, I serve at the food pantry. Or my position identity, I'm one of the greeters here at church. Or my position identity, I'm one of Jordan's follow-up team members, and I contact new people who come to the church. Or my position identity is I'm a small group leader in women's ministries. Or my position identity is I'm one of the Get Healthy leaders in men's ministry. Or my position identity is I serve in childcare. There are so many position identities. But remember, your position identity is a subset of your body identity. Just like on the dream team, the basketball team, there are position identities, you know? You got a guard, you got a forward, you got a center, and you got variations even off those positions on a basketball team. But on the dream team, the different guys that were on that team that played those positions, yeah, they played that position, but it was kind of subordinate to the team position. Just interesting factoid from the 92 Dream Team. You think about the different, you know, scorers that were on that team, the guys that could shoot the ball. You know who was the number one scorer from the 92 Dream Team? Wasn't Michael Jordan. And it wasn't Larry Bird. It was Charles Barkley. And it wasn't Magic Johnson. And even the number one assist person, you think Magic Johnson? No. See, the concept was they played as a team. This team, Crossline Church, when we play as a team, think of the potential that is released for the kingdom of God. Think of how this community will be blessed and served. Think of how the gospel will go out here and around the world as we play as a team. We have a position identity, but it's part of that body identity that defines it. So here's just the last observation. It just kind of flows out of that, and we're going to be talking about this over the next several weeks. Stick with the team and play your position. Stick with the team and play your position. The body of Christ is God's dream team. And this is God's dream for his kingdom impact. And this is God's dream for his personal plan for you and for me. By placing us into the body of Christ, he's established the means by which he's going to impact the world. And by placing us in the body of Christ, he's established how he's going to transform each of us to become more like Jesus. The all-time scoring leader. This whole dream team concept's got me like doing down little hobby trails of investigation about basketball. The all-time college basketball scoring leader. So college player, went on to play in the NBA, highest scoring college career. I mean, and he's basically, and his scoring record is way far above even some of the others. You know, he's the number one, and you got the top 10, but you know, 2 through 10 aren't even close to him. The number one scoring leader was Pistol Pete Maravich. Pistol Pete Maravich. He was an unbelievable shooter. He could shoot from anywhere. He played for LSU. But you know, LSU never made it to the college finals and became the college championship, NC2A champions. Because teams started realizing they could let they actually developed defenses this way. They could let Pistol Pete shoot all day long and still beat LSU. Pistol Pete would finish with like scoring 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 points in a game. But the other team would score more points than LSU and win the game. I bet if you ask, you could pick the sport. If I had money, discretionary money to bet on this, I'd bet on it. I bet you could pick the sport, basketball, football, baseball. If you ask one of the professional athletes, would you rather win the league MVP award or have your team win the championship? Which would you choose? I bet hands down everyone would say, my team win the championship. It's not about me. And it's not about you. And it's not about the person sitting next to you. It's about the team. So stick with the team. It's God's dream team. And play your position. God has a position for every one of us. And if you don't know what your position is, then stay tuned for the next 8 weeks. Because that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about God's call to service, God's gifting for service, God's empowerment for service, God's dream for us as his servants. And I'm going to go out and guarantee at the end of this next 8 weeks, you will know how God has designed you and gifted you and called you, and you'll know the position that you're to play as a team, and we all as a team will be performing at our highest level because we'll be serving our team leader, Jesus, and we'll be serving in his power. So that's where we're going with God's dream team as we kick off this next year of serving Jesus here at Crossline Church. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you so much for the dream team. Thank you that you chose us and appointed us to go and bear fruit that would remain. And I pray that every one of us as team members would serve you, Lord Jesus. We'd love God and we'd love people and we'd serve in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray for that in Jesus' name, amen. I'm gonna go and I'm gonna put on my holy baptism attire. I'm gonna come back out. We're gonna baptize some folks. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you want to publicly say that you want to be baptized, even if you didn't plan on it, please say yes to Jesus, and we will celebrate with you. I'll see you in a few minutes.